This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You better set me free.
Rolling free.
A little bit better than I used to be, because I'm alive. Live wire! I'm coming for you, globalist. You may defeat me, but just know this, I'm coming for you. 24-7. My eyes on you. Let's go ahead and go to Cole in Alabama. You're on the air with David Knight and, of course, myself.
Alex, David Knight, it's a great honor to be on the show with y'all fighting this info war.
Honored to talk to you, brother. What's going on?
Yes, sir. Well, I really have two things. First, let me just mention I love all the classic rock and the classic country you got going on in the intro music. That's awesome. So I have two things. My first thing is with this Comey situation here, and after watching this and paying attention to the show, paying attention to everything going on, something was revealed to me after Comey said a few words. He mentioned himself being a coward and how he was trying to get off the phone, shrieking, trying to get off the phone with Trump. He's revealing to the whole world that Trump, the alpha, is intimidating him, the beta. He was intimidated by Trump, and that's almost a microcosm or metaphor, if you will, of Trump intimidating the deep state, how they're frantically trying to figure out what to do with him. What's done in the dark will be brought to the light. That's really what I want to get across here with this coming situation.
That is the whole day. That's why I should take more calls, because they have such wisdom. And I'm not being patronizing. It's true. I kept saying, why would he say I'm weak, I'm cowardly, I'm afraid? We'll play that clip later. We played it earlier. Because he's signaling, I'm a poor baby, leave me alone, I don't want power, I just want money, I want to roll over, I want to give in. That's what elitists always say to me. They go, Alex, what's your number? What do you want? Just stop it. Just look, you can join us. You know, you come on, don't, you're going to be destroyed. And it's the fact that they're saying that I have to fight them. Not that I've got some, you know what, measuring contest, but I can't roll over to that type of person because they want to dominate the innocents before they can grow and be strong. You know, these guys don't know how to cut it off with dominating other men. It goes on to women, children, you name it. So that's a very deep point he just made.
Yeah, absolutely. Why would he brag about being a beta? He thinks there's some virtue in that. That's what these people think. I think one of the key things, too, coming out of this, Alex, and we'll talk about this coming up, are the revelations coming out of Grassley's letters. He wrote a couple of letters. He, like Rand Paul, is very concerned about the politicization of the intelligence service of law enforcement, and he's called it out directly. And also, Alex, the connections between Christopher Steele, the guy who created this dirty dossier, and James Comey.
And that's coming up in the next segment with Anthony Comey. I know you're chomping at the bit. That is big. Pissgate, all the rest of it. Cole, great points. Anything else?
Yeah, I just have one more point, Alex, about the situation in London, if you will. So, you know, I pay attention to all of Stefan Molyneux's videos, and, you know, one video on this London attack really struck me. He mentioned something along these lines. Okay, so at one point in history, Great Britain, it ruled one-third of the world. You know, I mean, Britain's armies defended that aisle against the armies of Napoleon.
And it was known as the most vicious armies there were.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. The professional armies in Europe, I mean, our country, for heaven's sake, rose out of that English parliamentary common law Magna Carta tradition. All right, and, you know, now, in the 21st century, going from one extreme as an alpha of Europe, you have the British people in Europe itself afraid of being called a two-syllable, politically correct word, which is racist. So they will bow down to their daughters, their people being trampled upon. So
a bunch of gibbering people on welfare, 80% military-aged men with huge beards and wearing nightgowns, running around bitching at everyone. I mean, it's making their women wear beekeeper suits and wiping their ass with their hands, and we just get them all welfare and bow down to their asses. I totally agree. I can't take it. And then there's one guy out of 50 men, admittedly, in a pub, beats the hell out of three guys with butcher knives. They all run out, be gunned down by the police that were too afraid to come in and gun them down. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy around. I've had my ass kicked plenty of times where I grew up in Texas. Now, you look at somebody wrong, they're going to try to kill you. I mean, I don't understand this thing of like, I got to tell you, it's the craziest thing. I appreciate your call. Chris and others, we're getting your calls, but this is Anthony Cumia's hour. He's coming up.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is at least the freeway.
Syndicated radio host. I'd call him a libertarian. And we're getting ready to launch 18 hours a day of live broadcast. We're going to add a morning show and a late night show soon. And of course, he's got his own network and his own great work, but he's invited on anytime he wants. Everybody should also go and actually visit his sites and his Twitter and more, because just amazing information is there at compoundmedia.com. And we had one of his great hosts, Gavin McGinnis, on for an hour earlier. And he's somebody that I'd call a libertarian who said mild stuff about cop killer groups and people and got kicked off the number one show, arguably, was right there with Howard Stern, off of XM after he'd been on that for over a decade. And so that's why I'm so honored to have him here with us, because he'll say things like, it's, you know, wrong to say that if you built your business, you didn't build that, which sounds like common sense, but that's what he was kicked off XM and traditional radio for. But as they kick all their big talents off, they're just killing themselves, because everyone's just coming here. They're going to compoundmedia.com. Now, I got to get out of here in the next 30 minutes, because this is his hour. He does every few weeks with us. We appreciate it. Kind of beta testing things. We got Chris and Rod and a few other callers. David Knight's got a ton he wants to hit. A lot of it on the nightly news tonight, but some other things we didn't cover. But I want to just get out of the gates Anthony Cumia's take, because don't agree with me if you don't, and I know he wouldn't anyways. But I don't want us to underestimate how big a self-immolation, a controlled demolition, a implosion, a wrecking ball, a self-destruct this was. He leaked. He let them lie about the leak. He perjured himself. Trump didn't do any of the things they said. On and on. He followed orders from Lynch to shut down investigations. That's what that means. I mean, this was unbelievable. And he looked like he'd been run over by a car when he left. The enemies of Trump looked like they'd been punched in the stomach. Anthony Cumia, what do you make of the hearings?
Oh, my God. I watched it with great interest and excitement. And, yeah, I do agree with you on that. He did get, his ass handed to him. But, oh, my goodness, if you go to social media or go to some of the mainstream media, most of the mainstream media, you will think you watched a completely different thing. I mean, I don't understand how people can watch the same thing and get completely different opposing viewpoints of what they just watched. I'm still hearing people saying, well, this is it. This is the beginning of the impeachment process for Donald Trump. That's it. Oh, Comey sunk him today. Thank goodness. It'll all be over soon. And I'm arguing with people going, where is one shred of evidence that there was collusion or obstruction of justice or anything else they want to come up with? I love how they use, whenever the Democrats are up there at these hearings, you hear things like, well, how did you feel? How did you feel? What was your interpretation of what happened that day? What did he mean when that? And the Republicans will say, well, here's a transcript of your notes. And I quote, Donald Trump said, I hope we can get this out of the way or take care of this. So you're looking at facts versus raw liberal emotion that we know over the course of the years is a fantasy world. They are in fantasy land. When they watch something, they see and interpret it how they want to. So when the mainstream media feeds these people, they feed them like chickens. They just start feeding them outright lies, just lies about.
And let's be clear,
what they just watched.
Let's be clear.
Yeah,
we are not being delusional here. When stuff's bad, we'll say it. But absolutely. I totally agree with Anthony Cumia of Compound Media, because that's what they do. I mean, he admits the president didn't order him to do that. He admits they were reported wrong in the memo. He contradicts his other testimony. He admits he leaked. All of this is bombshell. He admits that Loretta Lynch did all this. This is a huge defeat by any yardstick. And even old liberals like Chris Matthews say this is the end of the Russian narrative. It imploded today. But you're right. On online and even CNN, they're declaring this is a giant victory. Hell, they might come out and say that Germany won World War II, Anthony.
Yeah, I do. I really don't get that mindset. It's I find it very.
Well, you saw the Patriots lost the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah. I find it so frustrating when you go on social media and realize that there are so many people just roped in to this liberal narrative that the mainstream media throws out there that this was a horrible day for Donald Trump. They'll take a quote like, well, I guess Mueller's going to have to decide whether this was any crimes were committed, obstruction or anything like that. And they take that as like, well, obstruction's still on the table.
No, you're right. That's their new talking point.
He's not the FBI director anymore and has no say over it. So why would he comment on whether how this whole thing is going to turn out?
Well, Anthony Cumia,
they run with that. They run with it as if it's still on the table.
No, that's right. In fact, you got the talking point right. That's the new talking point everywhere is impeachment on the table, obstruction on the table, Russia narrative move forward. It just got blown to kingdom come in front of everybody, and then they spin it and turn it around into that. Anthony, how long can this go on? Because I see the people really turning against this narrative now.
Oh, absolutely. Within the first 5 minutes of the hearings, he had said that Donald Trump was told he was not under investigation. This is something we had been lied to about on mainstream media.
A million times they said that Comey is leaking that he did never tell Trump that he was not under investigation, and it's confirmed. That's another bombshell.
That's right. Yeah, he confirmed it multiple times. Yeah.
He said there's no evidence of any collusion with Donald Trump. It was just he threw it all out there, like you said, a bombshell, and they just won't listen to it. It bounces right off their eardrums, and whatever they want to hear, that's what they hear. And yes, this will go on for some time. I see too many people out there in public that just will not accept what's going on. He was elected president of the United States. He will be president of the United States until 2020 and perhaps longer. And that's it. That's all you have.
And you think they'll be successful rolling out The Rock or you know, the head of Facebook, Zuckerberg, to defeat him?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? It's interesting that so many people now are changing their attitudes, and the right and conservatives and alt media are coming out and saying things. Finally, they are not just going, well, I'll go to work, or well, I'll take care of my kids and raise my family. Now they feel motivated, like, no, we have to do something. And I think that's why you see people like Kathy Griffin and Bill Maher getting some pushback now. We just used to sit down and go, all right, I know stuff like this happens, but when the left would go after people and get them fired, as we all know.
That's right. Anthony Cumia is hosting the Saturday Let Us Coast with him. I want to get a few of these calls out of the way, and I'm going to skip this break so we have more time. And David Knight's got some clips he wants to play and get your take on. But pulling back from this, I've got the clips right here. Loretta Lynch influence, he admitted that happened. He went on to admit the New York Times expanded and exaggerated and made up the Russian narrative. It's not true. He said, I'm weak, I'm cowardly, I'm afraid. Why do you think he would make bizarre comments, Anthony Cumia, about himself like that?
This is to get an image like, you know, hey, I'm weak and tired and he's trying to be like Tom Hanks or, you know, that whole gosh darn it kind of a guy, likable. He's one of the biggest camera whores I've ever seen. He loves being in the news and in front of a camera. And I think if he looks like he's catering to the beta males out there. All the males on the left.
That's exactly what we thought. I mean, if some guy like him toddled over and was going, lordy, lordy, how you doing? I think serial killer, con artist, get away from this guy quick. I mean, the way he talks and acts, I would run. I mean, who would hang out and have a beer with this guy? Would you hang out with this? Would you buy a used car from Comey?
No, absolutely not. Although he would make a good used car salesman because there are a lot of rubes out there that are buying his line.
All right, now let's get into the big enchilada issue here. What should happen to Comey? USA Today says Trump's lawyer says James Comey made unauthorized disclosures of privileged talks. Yeah, it was illegal, but that's not what's even big. He didn't give it to the DOJ if he was so disturbed and thought it might be criminal. He says it isn't criminal now, but he kept it for himself like Hillary's private server.
Yeah, why wouldn't you say something? Obviously, if he thought there was a problem, you would want to convey that through the proper channels. He didn't do that. More interpretation. Well, Trump said this, so I think what I assume he meant without any basis besides a guy that, by the way, just got fired. So he's not going to hold his boss in the best light possible. And I think, yes, something should have. There should be some type of. I hate all these investigations, but someone should look into why he didn't say something. And again, look into the whole Hillary and Bill Clinton and Lynch on the runway.
Did you see
that other stuff?
The Marco Rubio clip where he said, "Boy, you sure leaked everything." But the fact that Trump was innocent, we now learn, and that you're confirming that Trump never, you know, asked you to stop anything, and that he did. You did tell him that he wasn't under investigation. Everything that the media has been lying for all these months now is all confirmed, but no headlines. Trump vindicated. Comey disgraced. Where are the headlines?
Alex, it came apart, as Chris Matthews said, because of what you just said, and also because he said he revealed that Flynn wasn't central to the Russian investigation. That's another key thing that came out of this. And so, yeah, there's nothing there. And now you've got Chris Matthews saying, if that's not the case, Where's the bear there? In other words, this is a nothing burger. We even had a cartoon on our website yesterday. We had Hillary Clinton.
It's a hoax.
Clinton's, right? And there she opens up the burger and there's nothing there. And she said, would you like lies with that? Like fries?
So let me ask you this and then get into your other point in these calls. How do they get punished for this hoax, this giant hoax, this huge lie? I guess the media just declares victory and moves on.
I think Grassley is onto him, Alex. There's the cartoon. You can see that. I think Grassley is onto him. I think a key thing here is the dirty dossier. Christopher Steele. Grassley said, and this was in a letter that he sent March.
You got this guy in England that pulls out of his rear end that Trump likes to be pee-peed on with no evidence, and it's been proven to be discredited.
He says the idea that the FBI would pay this guy, that associates of the Clinton campaign would pay this guy, raises substantial questions about the FBI's independence from politics. He wrote this to Comey the beginning of March. He said, it raises questions as well as on the Obama administration's use of law enforcement and intelligence agencies for political ends. Now, he didn't get a reply. Feinstein sent a letter to him, said, we're concerned about this as well. He didn't reply. Instead, he sent a four-sentence letter back. And so then he got a multiple-page letter coming back from Grassley saying, you didn't send that to me. You gave me four sentences. Two of those are simply boilerplate closers for any FBI thing. And he says, we need to know what's going on here. He said, there are material inconsistencies between the description of the FBI's relationship with Mr. Steele that you provide in your briefing and information contained in the Justice Department documents. And so he asked him specific questions. He said, document, please, for me all payments that you made to Mr. Steele, including for travel expenses. Document to me when the FBI was in contact with Mr. Steele otherwise, relying on information in the dossier, was it aware that his employer, Fusion GPS, was allegedly simultaneously working as an unregistered agent for Russian interests? I'll talk about this more on the Nightly News tonight. But you,
by the way, I was told
this was the real thing. Flynn is just talking to a Russian ambassador as part of the transition.
I know we have limited time. You're talking faster than I am, but this is important. But we don't want to take up his time. But let me explain. I was told by State Department and CIA sources that I don't want to get into on air. Okay, but I mean. We've said this, we've done this, we have our sources. Hell, I talk to the president sometimes. And they said, Alex, believe me, you're totally off in left field, even defending Trump, saying he's, you know, not with the Russians. You understand, Hillary literally was on their payroll because they thought she was going to win. And all these dossiers and things are through the Russians.
Yes.
On Pissgate.
Exactly.
And all this. And I just said, and these are multiple, but these are like high-level people. We're talking high-level generals above Flynn. We're talking about CIA, State Department, all of them telling me this. And I just kind of was around the office and I said this because I was taking it as like some new anti-Russian narrative that, my God, this anti-Russian narrative is so bad. I must be given disinfo to like be anti-Russian one way or the other. No, they later explained, watch. And now Grassley's come out, we learned, months ago. And it's true that the Russians were double betting, which any government would do. We're not anti-Russian. It's just a fact. And that and that's why the Clintons were so scared once they lost, is because they know they've been on the Russian payroll. So they got to accuse Trump of what they've done. And then all the proof's there. Let's go to Anthony Comey on that.
It's covering their butts.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Boy, we sure saw a double standard between the way Hillary was treated by Comey and the way Trump and his people are being treated by Comey. What I see there also is, why does Comey get a pass? Why doesn't he have to answer for calling off the investigation or wrapping up the investigation on Hillary Clinton when we had real evidence there of things like collusion, corruption?
Yeah, the guy creating the Pissgate dossier is on the Russian payroll.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And as far as Flynn goes, people actually think Flynn was in trouble because of colluding with the Russians. No, he was well within his business to speak to the Russians. It was the lying to the FBI that was the topic of the investigation. But again,
but let me give you the real thing. He didn't fill out paperwork.
Talked about
exactly.
And they believe it's a collusion case.
They're trying to get processed.
Well, I knew this.
They just got it on Comey.
I knew this before the election even ended. That Flynn was, and I know I like Flynn, great patriot. He's totally a patriot like Trump. He just was doing consulting deals with Turkey and a bunch of other places that weren't properly disclosed on paperwork because it's so complex. The real reason he's gone is the Turkey thing. And I said that before it ever came out. It was just paperwork stuff, and Trump went on top of it. You've been doing lobbying, not just for the U.S., but foreign. I said 5-year ban on lobbyists, go. That's why he's gone. That's why he's gone. Let's take two calls. I'm going to get out of here and let Anthony Cumia take over. He's nice to let us board his show like this.
Please.
Let's go to Chris in Indiana. Chris, you're a real trooper. Chris in Indiana, you're on the air with Anthony Cumia of CompoundMedia.com.
Hello, gentlemen.
Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, I'd like to give a shout-out to everyone in the YouTube live stream chat on your channel. So what's up, everyone? And, man, that was the biggest dog and pony show ever, man. Giant commie, James Comey. I mean, he's committing open perjury up there, and all those people questioning him know this. Why didn't they bring it up and pull him through the ringer for it? And what's up with that in hiding with his wife and stuff? What's up with that?
And let me say this. Like I say about Humpty Dumpty, all the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put him back together again. Despite all of them up there, except a few, kissing his butt, trying to prop him up, he was just train wrecking. But I guess that's because we're informed and intellectual. We just think of ourselves as regular guys with families, but we're actually into politics, so we know what a train wreck it was. Maybe to idiots that never watched a baseball game, maybe they think you're supposed to hit the ball and it gets caught by somebody, and then you don't make it around the bases. I mean, maybe they think that, Anthony.
You know, why isn't the media all over who was the head, the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, leaked information to the media?
I've never heard of that.
Something done. And it's not the biggest thing right now on every single newscast. The biggest thing, that is such a breach of the public trust. I don't even know how this isn't immediately criminal, how he wasn't taken out of there in cuffs.
Well, I think we should start a hashtag jail Comey. I mean, instead of Hillary for president,
he's the deep throat of the deep state. Because remember, deep throat, they said, was who knows.
Well, let's start it on Real Alex Jones. We can all retweet it. How about jail Comey? Yeah. And we link it to an article pointing out how this is criminal. USA Today right here. The president's going that direction.
Yeah.
One more caller. I'm going to let Comey take over. He's done a great job here letting us board. I need to get him back on just as a guest if he can do it. Rod in North Carolina. You're on the air worldwide.
Hello, Alex, Anthony, and David. God bless you. I'm happy to be on you guys' team.
Thank you.
I want to talk about this war that we're in and how, you know, we're surrounded. Trump is surrounded. We're surrounded. We're surrounded by the globalists, the deep state, the Democrats, the news media, and worst of all, the establishment Republicans. And we need to get united as Trump voters and you know, strike a blow for the president. I think if you look at all those entities surrounding us, the one that we could really strike a blow and deal with is the establishment Republicans. If we could get a theme and a meme where we the theme would be like to have a pledge or the declaration, something along the Declaration of Independence, where we lay out the grievances where, you know, we've elected the Republicans over and over again, and they've screwed us, you know, once they get in office. And
Trump's finally trying. We got to make this caller, boss. Stay right there. I want to comment on this, Rob, and get their comments. I said go protest the media as the enemy, the Kathy Griffin $200,000 contest, but I said it's expanding, and we're about to start playing some of those clips of some of the winners here. There's already been a few. But I agree. Soros is targeting Republicans to make them turn against Trump. We need to be targeting establishment Republicans to make them back Trump and the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So I'm saying $1,000 that gets on national TV of an establishment Republican being exposed as an anti-Trump, anti-American globalist. $2,500 if you get it hardcore at Infowars.com, all over the news. That's part of the contest as well. This caller is a genius. David Knight?
You know, Alex, I think we're at a tipping point. We had NSA whistleblowers like William Binney and Thomas Drake. Now we have the FISA court acting as a whistleblower saying, look, these people, the intelligence state is working like Watergate burglars. We're at a tipping point. If we keep pushing on this, we can get good people in Washington to do the right thing. I think it's very important at this
point. No, that's it. Yeah. That's it. Comey had his own secret server, and the deep state's acting like Watergate burglars.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Rod. Anything else?
I'd like to say that, you know, if we did this, if we had a pledge that every Trump voter could get on board and sign it, we could shoot it to these people via email, call them on the phone, and not just the establishment Republicans, just say to the Republicans as a whole, you guys are up.
Sure, call it the pledge to make America great again. We all take it. Trump takes it. They better take it. That's a great idea. Anthony Cumia, what's coming up next? You're taking over.
Well, obviously, this whole story with Comey and the hearings, Trump, with the fake media, there's just a bounty of material from that, and a couple of other things on the hypocrisy of the left,
right,
and the intolerant left.
We've got all the clips, whatever you want, they're there. Anthony Cumia with CompoundMedia.com coming up from the great state of America.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Everybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Get the new Z-Shield toxic metal and chemical defense support formula for 25% off retail introductory pricing at InfoWarsLife.com. Introducing Z-Shield, a proprietary toxic metal and chemical defense support formula, now available at InfoWarsLife.com in a very limited first run. Countless studies show that our food, water, air loaded with toxic metals and chemicals that are known to be wreaking havoc on our bodies. Even the EPA has admitted that more than 800 million pounds of pesticides is dumped in the U.S. every year. And 80% of these pesticides are used on our crops. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. No matter what you do, it's virtually impossible to avoid all the toxic metals and chemicals. Our team of doctors, PhD herbalists, and chemists have spent years testing and developing the proprietary technology used to create Z-Shield. This is without a doubt one of the most game-changing formulas ever released at InfoWarsLife.com. Z-Shield contains the organic ingredients known to help support the body in a fight against toxic metals and chemicals like cilantro, Silagy. That's what I hear. Milk thistle and super concentrated zeolites. We sell out the first time, limited run. Sells out really soon. So now's the time to go to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle for 25% off retail. Ladies and gentlemen, I implore you. Welcome back. InfoWars.com and Anthony Cumia. Man, this has been some day because it starts watching the Comey hearings. And, man, you sure know what side, what team the congressperson, I want to be politically correct, the congressperson is on when they throw the questions out. I don't need the D or the R next to their name, because the Democrats, when they're questioning Comey, just vicious, vile, a lot of lying coming out, a lot of leading questions, trying to put their point of view out there. This should be about fact gathering. And boy, I know I've seen Republicans do the same thing when the shoe's on the other foot, as they say, when Hillary Clinton was up there, you know. The Republicans were a lot more vicious with her. Well, they should be. But I want to know facts. I don't want to know a party line of why a person did something that they did. They ask Comey a question, and they want an answer. They want a certain answer from him. They don't want the truth. They want him to say something that bodes well for their team. And that is against what this whole thing is supposed to be. Facts. Finding facts, getting them out to the American people so we could decide who is best to run the government and who should be thrown the hell out and who should go to jail. That's what I want to know. I want the facts. So when they sit there and talk about feelings and my opinion of an idea that some, I don't care. If Donald Trump said he hopes they could wrap up with the Flynn investigation, I hope we can, you know, get through this, get past this, whatever. That is him saying, I hope we can. Does anyone doubt that he hoped they could get through that? Of course he did. He had said numerous times that the investigation on the whole was interfering with his ability to do the job he was elected to do. So, of course, he wanted it over with. And he hoped to the guy running the investigation that it could be remedied as quickly as possible. Well, let's bring on the mainstream media to say, what does that mean? Well, it means he hopes it could be wrapped up. That's what it means. But the interpretations you will hear from mainstream media and the brainwashed minion or the paid Soros minion on social media is just one of the most frustrating things. I really got to just sit back and throw my phone away from me at some point, because I can't stop trying to beat it into these people's heads that they are being manipulated by mainstream media. They hear what they want to hear on the news, and the news feeds it to them as they want to hear it, and they just think it's fact. The truth of the matter is, Comey got up there and said that Trump wasn't being investigated. At no time during his tenure as director of the FBI was Donald Trump being investigated. That right there was giant, a huge statement to make, because we had heard from mainstream media that, oh, look out, a president that's under investigation, this is unbelievable. Well, it wasn't happening. Just one of the many lies. Oh, was he involved colluding with the Russians to affect the election? who was elected? No. No. Was there any evidence that anybody in Trump's circle during the campaign was involved in any way of the with the Russians trying to affect the election? No. What does that mean to a liberal? Impeachment! It's impeachment! It's happening! I don't understand how you can look at something so clear-cut, so simple, and get the complete opposite idea of what was just said. It's I really see this as being a modern, recent thing that is happening. And I put the blame squarely on mainstream media. Years ago, they were able to manipulate people's opinion, and they saw that that was good for them. Whoever the powers that be were in place at the time would give information to the media. They would put it out there. It would manipulate hearts and minds. Well, recently, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. They are blatantly lying to drive people's opinions in a certain direction. And people are being misled and lied to and given information that they then spread on social media as fact. We saw this with Hands Up, Don't Shoot. We see this with Trump all during the campaign. And now during his presidency, just blatant lies. And then they're exposed. Lies were exposed this afternoon during the Comey hearings. Exposed. And they weren't lies that Donald Trump was telling. They were lies that the media was telling the people of this country. And they were called out who they were. The Washington Post, the Huffington Post, mainstream news, CNN. They are being called out. You can see screen caps of their ticker on the bottom saying one thing and it being disproved today during the hearings. Yet people still won't believe it. I don't know what it's going to take. Stop watching these mainstream media broadcasts. It's detrimental. If you're not watching it as sole research into how the media is corrupting the population of this country and the world, if you're watching it to actually get news, that's a huge problem, and you should probably stop. I feel like I have to do an intervention here and tell you, please, please turn away. If you're watching for research on how poorly they are presenting news to people, then there's plenty to chew on as far as that goes. We also learned that Russia was indeed using computers, cyber attacks, to somehow affect the election. I don't know what side they were gunning for. As Alex has said, probably playing both sides of the fence. See who gets in there. But apparently the Democrats and the DNC made it so easy for them to get information and emails and memos and everything else from their team that's what was put out over WikiLeaks. Why blame the people that are ripping off your information out of your computer when you left the doors open? If I leave my doors open in my house, not even unlocked, wide open, my windows are open, and I don't have a car in the driveway, let me pile up some mail and newspapers by my mailbox, and then I play the victim when someone comes in and steals my stuff, they almost put a sign out saying, here, take our stuff and release it to the people. Also, they never once denied any one of those emails that were released as part of this Russian intrusion on the election. Never once did they deny one thing. So again, who's the bad guy here? Look, we're not fans of the Russians here. They've made an interesting adversary over the decades, but we don't sit there and go, yeah, look at them go. Hack our computers. Get into our intelligence. undermine our military. No, we have to look at who they're taking stuff from and say, hey, what? Come here. Come here. What are you doing? Lock your junk up, you moron. But again, and man, the left is great at doing this. The victim. He broke me. They love playing the victim. Even Comey today. Even Comey today. Well, I'm a bit of a coward. Oh, Lordy, I hope there's tapes. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I certainly, I wish I was stronger. I wish I was stronger. That's this victimization that the left will pull, and it really resonates with their followers. It disgusts real men, by the way, to see a man just going like, oh, really? Buck up. Get in his face and say, hey, I don't like what you were doing. I don't like what you're saying. I think there's some problems with us having a conversation like this. Do something. Then you sit in front of Congress and, oh, my gosh. Oh, well, wish I was a little stronger. It's embarrassing, but it plays well to the left because they are a collection of perpetual victims. Now, you look at what the Russians were doing. Again, just wide open doors. They came in and took stuff. You can't blame them. But to say they had an effect on the election because that was released and not put an ounce of blame on the who could possibly be the worst candidate ever to run for president of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton, and her merry men like Podesta and the rest of the clowns that ran one of the worst campaigns ever. That's why she lost. But the excuse is, again, perpetual victimization coming out of the left. You never hear how she had no agenda, how she was literally, and I hate when that word's used because it's used so improperly and much too often these days, but with Hillary, a few things can be literally falling down on the job, literally falling down. These were things we didn't like to see in a potential president of the United States, and we voted accordingly as a nation. We were also very tired of business as usual. We felt for decades that we're getting screwed by Washington. They are not representative of the people, which is what they're supposed to be, our representatives. I can't go over to Washington and go, hey, Washington, I need this. So people represent you. Are you seeing that? Are you seeing somebody talking for you in Washington and going, yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to say. That's exactly how I want this. No, I want more regulations. I want to have to pay an inspector so I could cut a tree down in my own yard? Is that really what we want our government doing? Well, our representatives are supposed to represent us. They don't do that. And Donald Trump is the exact thing we needed. I get crucified all the time on Twitter and other social media because when I talk about Donald Trump and having voted for him, and I talk about these hearings and saying that there is no evidence of collusion or obstructing justice, people go, why do you have to kiss Donald Trump's ass so much? I'm like, I'm not kissing his ass. I don't even really like or dislike Donald Trump. I voted for him because I was tired of being screwed by every single elected official. And I thought a Donald Trump presidency is the best way to show them that we are sick and tired of us being their cash cows, being led to slaughter. And we wanted a change, a big change, not these little changes that have gone on over the years. The same problem. Oh, he's a Republican. He's a Democrat. He's this. Donald Trump showed them just how mad everybody was. Sure, I like some of his policies and ideas, but I mostly liked that he wasn't any of them. And it really upset the whole Washington establishment. The left, who loves government buried deep inside them, loves it. Can't stand this is happening because he just wants to stop big government. He wants to stop everybody telling you that you can't do this and that and pursue happiness in this great country, that I have to pay a fee to cut a tree down in my yard. And I never told a politician to go to Washington and tell whoever's in charge that I want to pay when I want to cut a tree down in my yard. That's the type of thing we needed changed, was the government just so deep in us that we needed to show them something different. That's why Donald Trump won, not the Russians. It was Hillary being a lousy candidate and Washington screwing us so badly over so many years that we wanted Donald Trump. But the establishment can't take it, and they will continue to try to come up with anything they can. So when you look at something like today with the Comey hearings and start seeing, hey, wow, he's really kind of exonerating Donald Trump here. He's vindicating him by saying these things, and they turn it around still. They try to take any crumb of out-of-context conversation or an aside or a I think, I hope, and turn it into a fact that he has committed some crime. It's I called it a mental illness in the past when I have chit-chats with these people on various social media. I'm like, this is a mental illness. It's childlike. It's immature. It's based solely on emotion. I want facts. I want facts, and I want real court-admitted evidence of collusion or obstruction. And we will never get that because it didn't happen. InfoWars.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2 month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Introducing the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic household products at InfoWarsStore.com. For over two decades, listeners have been asking me and Alex why we don't carry our own line of organic household products like bug spray, sunscreen, and body wash at InfoWarsStore.com. The answer, quite frankly, because even after trying out hundreds of different brands and speaking to dozens of manufacturers, there was always a deal breaker. Either the products contained hidden toxic ingredients or they were way too overpriced. Don't want that. After 23 years, I found out about a company run by fellow patriots that was dedicated to producing high-quality organic products that were even better and cost far less than other leading brands. They agreed to launch a new private label line with us called Emmerich's Essentials and give us the best exclusive pricing. That's about 20% less than many of the brands you see in major grocery stores. We're proud to introduce an entire new line of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray. You don't want that DEET. And concentrated peppermint mouthwash, pure unscented body wash, pure tea tree shampoo, long-lasting natural deodorant, and a lot more at InfoWarsStore.com. Start saving money. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn about the new line of Emmerich's Essentials organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com. We got a couple of minutes left here, and I got to hit on this story. This is beyond all reason. You know, kids are usually crucified these days for you get an 8-year-old, 9-10-year-old kid, a son, and his dad. They're interested in going to the range and shooting a rifle, teaching the kid about firearms. And oh my God, that's terrible. The kid should be taken away from his parents. That's crazy. Oh, the kid went to school today with a shirt that had the U.S. Marine Corps on it. Wow, he's crazy. He's a wild man. He's a potential murderer. This is, get him some psychiatric help. Oh my God, he got a flag. He has an American flag on his vehicle. Oh my God, that your son is a maniac. The gay media, I don't know what the gay media is, but it's the gay media promoting an 8-year-old drag queen. This is an 8-year-old boy that is being gussied up as a girl and celebrated. This is celebrated. Now, as far as gay rights go, I don't care what the heck you do with yourself. That's fine. But I absolutely see this as some form of child abuse. An 8-year-old is in no frame of mind to decide if he wants to be gussied up and paraded in front of a bunch of men that are also gussied up like a woman. This is insanity. And as I said, you will get kids will get in trouble if they just do what is considered traditional activities with their dad. Or what have you. You know, I remember going out and going shooting with my father, and it was just a great experience. And now, if this kid decided he wanted to go to school like that, do you think any school would throw him out? Or would they have to embrace it and take him in and show that it was all okay? The left is losing their mind. We are beyond the slippery slope here, people. We are well beyond. When you look at something like that, we are way beyond any slippery slope. We've slid down it. We've gone off the jump. And if you remember the old wide world of sports, agony of defeat, that's where we are right now. Head over ass, over the edge of the ski jump, in for the agony of defeat. I don't get it. Traditional values are looked at as horrible things, and yet an 8-year-old boy could dress like a girl and be paraded around in front of other men. It's ludicrous. Anthony Cumia in for InfoWars.com. Catch me on CompoundMedia.com. We'll see you next time right here. Thanks, Alex.